This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. I am a Libra. Make of that what you will. Millions and millions of people make a whole lot of astrology, and some are making money off it. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab looks at what's written in the stars for the astrology business.
Camille Eroy Revellis doesn't take astrology too seriously. Well, until Mercury goes into retrograde. It happens 3 or 4 times a year, and astrologers say it throws the world into total chaos.
Knowing that, I'm like, okay, this week I need to try to get as much done with my business as I can before that.
Eroy Revellis owns a personal training business in New York. She's 39 and a Capricorn. She pays $20 a month for Sirius Joy, a service that emails her daily horoscopes and weekly videos, kind of like a psychic weather report.
Looking at your 5-day mood cast, the week is very mellow except for Tuesday. That's the day where conscious storms may stir things up.
Eroy Revellis got into astrology a few years ago when she says work and technology and politics felt overwhelming. She says horoscopes give her the guidance others may get from church.
Astrology gives you a structure for understanding, you know, yourself. You're trying to make sense of a world that may be challenging.
Pew Research shows millennials are less religious than other age groups, but 60% of them believe in New Age spirituality. And these days, they don't have to flip to the back of a magazine to find their horoscope. There are more than 200 astrology apps in the App Store, which claim to do everything from tell you if your date is a love match to show you what you and your date's baby would look like.
The question isn't whether astrology is real or not. It's whether the effects are real or not.
Banu Gular is a Scorpio and the founder of CoStar, an app that has 7.5 million users and has launched a zillion memes.
We designed the app and the content all around how we actually talk with each other and really try hard to nail that exact tone that's really loving, but also kind of snarky.
And also kind of mean. The other day, CoStar told me I keep falling in love with the wrong people. It literally said, no false hope. No excuses, no tears. And that message is personal. CoStar uses NASA data to plot your birth chart, a map of the solar system from when you were born. Then comes the secret sauce. An algorithm spits out your horoscope. And it's that algorithm that's helped CoStar pull in $6 million in venture capital funding. The company isn't profitable yet, but Gular believes it can make money from extra features. Right now, the app has one for $3 that lets you compare your horoscope to your grandma's or even your dog's.
The industry has changed tremendously in the last 15 years.
Rebecca Gordon is a Virgo and an astrologer in New York. She's been doing a lot of corporate events for companies like Chanel, Simon & Schuster, and Adobe. I meet her in her Manhattan apartment. The walls are wrapped with shelves of astrology books. She plugs my birth info into a program on her computer.
Are you ready to see your chart?
I guess so. I'm a little nervous.
This is a snapshot of the sky at the exact moment you were born.
It looks like a pie chart sprinkled with the zodiac signs. But what can it reveal?
It would seem to me that you very much came here to impregnate consciousness with new ideas and to share ideas with the world.
Well, she does know I'm a journalist. I was hoping for something a little more crystal ball-like, but there were no predictions about my future. She says that's not the point.
What astrology will do is it will bring perspective and reframe a situation. It can change the way we see ourselves and the way we act in the future.
The price of perspective, in this case, $250 an hour. I'm Kristen Schwab, an Aquarius for Marketplace.